Read Me First before you write the next chapter in the story of you. Written and read by Lisa Stevenson. Have you ever heard someone say, if only life came with a set of instructions? I have, hundreds of times. Almost every client who walks through my door has uttered this at some point. Read Me First is the audiobook I wish I could have given them. In the middle of the madness and mayhem, the peaks and troughs, the lessons and laughter, the triumphs and tragedy, is the beautiful and complex you, the writer of your story, the CEO of your life. Life is awesome, then it's hard, and then it's awesome again. It's extraordinary, sometimes boring, and occasionally heartbreaking. We start new projects, change direction, and bring an end to things we thought might last forever. We rebuild and do it all over again. We are designed and destined to feel love, win, lose, and sometimes mess up. That's our humanness, our strength, and our weakness. We go through it and we grow and we keep growing and going. Imagine what could happen if you developed greater self-awareness, a key competency to increase your emotional intelligence. Simply, what if you had a clear vision of what's not working for you? If you worked on yourself so that you really knew what your thinking, behavior, life goals, and ways of being are about. Oh my God, imagine. If you explored the story of who you have been and who you want to be, and you could communicate it to people in a way that's inspiring rather than unsure, unstructured, or boring. If you developed a broader, deeper, enhanced vision of yourself and of what success actually means to you, that is, you understood where you wanted to go in life instead of just sleepwalking through it, always falling back on your default responses and behaviours. If you became so curious about the potential of you that listening to this book raised possibilities about your future you'd never considered before, that's exciting. Keep listening. If you were more able to leverage your strengths, past experiences, and best attributes. Success has a lot more to do with what you're good at than what you're terrible at, yet strangely, we tend to focus on the latter. If you paid proper attention to what's already working in your life and what's not, imagine if you took time to listen to those voices in your head, the ones that are calling or screaming out for something to be different. Most of us do not need medication for these voices. If you stepped out of the old place, the waiting place, the procrastinating place, the comfortable place, and started honouring and working for the best, happier, more successful version of you.